This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. During testimony by the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine on Capitol Hill Friday, President Trump managed to insert himself into the House impeachment hearing. We get details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Absolutely shocked and devastated, frankly.
Former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch told the panel that was her reaction to reading that President Trump had referred to her as bad news in his July call with Ukraine's new president. As for his follow-up,
she's going to go through some things. It didn't sound good. It sounded like a threat.
During her testimony, President Trump offered more criticism, tweeting, "Everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went turned bad." When that was read to her at the hearing, Yovanovitch defended her record and said she found the tweet,
Well, it's very intimidating.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the number three Republican in the House, said it was wrong for the president to post the tweet. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At the White House, President Trump said he did not believe his Twitter posts were intimidating. He told reporters, "I don't think so at all," when asked whether his tweets or words could be construed as intimidation. Meanwhile, Roger Stone, a longtime friend and ally of President Trump, has been found guilty at his trial in federal court in Washington. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Roger Stone was found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress about his attempts to contact WikiLeaks. His trial highlighted how Trump campaign associates were eager to gather information about Russian-hacked emails damaging to Hillary Clinton's 2016 election bid. President Trump tweeted about the conviction, "A double standard like never before seen in the history of our country." Stone is the sixth Trump aide or advisor to be convicted of charges brought as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
That's Julie Walker. This is VOA News. Protests continued in Hong Kong Friday with flash mobs once again flooding the city's financial center and activists blocking roads in part of the city, causing traffic snarls and forcing schools to close. AP's Patrick Quinn has more.
Hundreds of protesters are barricaded inside at least two university campuses, refusing to leave or open highways and tunnels connecting Hong Kong Island with Kowloon under Victoria Harbor. Police have appealed for the protesters to leave the campuses, have said that they've been disrupting traffic. Mass transit has been interrupted in many parts of the city of 7.5 million. And protesters and police have continuously faced off outside these barricaded campuses where students are equipped with hundreds of gasoline bombs, makeshift barricades, bows and arrows, and catapults.
That's AP reporter Patrick Quinn. Meanwhile, Hong Kong announced Friday that its economy has fallen into recession, with its GDP contracting 3.2% in the quarter ending in September. More is being learned about the teenager whom authorities say was behind Thursday's deadly high school shooting in Santa Clarita, California. AP's Matt Small has more.
One classmate called the suspect, who turned 16 yesterday, one of those normal kids. Another student says the teen, who is said to have enjoyed playing chess, wasn't bullied and had a girlfriend. The teen's father, who died 2 years ago, had been arrested amid a domestic dispute with the boy's mother back in 2015, but no charges were filed.
That's AP's Matt Small. The mayor of Venice has closed St. Mark's Square on Friday, deeming floodwaters too high to be safe, as the high tide peaked at 154 centimeters. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
Delivery men braved floodwaters, and bookkeepers resorted to using hairdryers to salvage their stock on Friday, as Venice was swamped by a new high tide peaking at 154 centimeters, leaving 70% of the city underwater. Mayor Luigi Brugnaro officially closed St. Mark's Square on Friday morning as the Lagoon City entered its second day of emergency status. The floods, known as Aqua Alta, are at the highest level in more than 50 years, threatening irreparable damage to historic treasures. The St. Mark's Byzantine Basilica was flooded for the sixth time in 1,200 years, but the fourth in the last 20. Construction began on a sea defense system in 2003. But after prolonged delays, it's not expected to begin operating until the end of 2021.
That's Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.